From Texas Public Radio, this is Golden Pennies, a limited series that breaks down why Texas school funding still isn't fair and how we got to where we are today. I'm Camille Phillips. Many Texas school districts are struggling to make ends meet right now because the state hasn't increased their funding in 4 years. But not all districts are feeling the pinch. In fact, an obscure element of the school finance system called Golden Pennies leaves a handful of districts with far more money than they need. In this episode, we visit the district that benefited the most from Golden Pennies last year, Wink Loving ISD in West Texas. Superintendent Scotty Carman grew up in Wink, Texas, before going to college and moving away for his first teaching job. When a job opened up at his alma mater 15 years ago, he jumped at the chance to come back home.
Most people have lived here generations. They have roots in the area.
Wink Loving is a small school district in the Permian Basin with about 450 students in K through 12th grade.
It's a great little town, but we are isolated and, you know, there's not a lot to do here. Everything seems to revolve around the school.
The entire district fits on one campus in Wink. Elementary, junior high, and high school all share the same cafeteria. And it's a nice one. The district has built all new buildings over the last several years, including a football stadium and state-of-the-art athletic facilities.
That's double gym, the other gym, competition gym. We have our baseball, softball fields on the other side.
With one key card, Carmen can unlock any door on campus. And there are other fancy security features, too.
You can see the windows kind of look a little different. They have the ballistic film on them.
When I visited, both the high school football and volleyball teams were gearing up for playoffs. A handmade poster in the elementary school cheered them on with the slogan,
"Small town, big heart."
There's a lot of pride around that in Wink.
Coach, Gibson's going to send seniors over to take a picture with us.
Okay, get that.
He's going to send volleyball and football seniors.
Good deal.
Carmen takes me into a second grade classroom where students play a game to practice counting coins.
So we have these spinners and we put a paperclip right here and we put our pencil like this and we spin it and whatever we get on, like say I got a quarter, I would get to move one, two, and then one, two, three, four, five.
For the game, they're using pictures of coins printed on paper. But their school district raked in some very real coin last year, $50,000 for each kid in class. That's five times the amount available for the average Texas public school student. Yes, you heard that right. Five times the average amount. If you're at all familiar with the Texas school finance system, you're probably wondering how in the world that's possible. State lawmakers created recapture 30 years ago to level the playing field between property-poor and property-rich school districts. So, three decades later, why does Wink Loving ISD have so much money? The answer is something called Golden Pennies. The school district, like many districts in the Permian Basin, has a lot of property wealth. Oil wells like this one near Wink make parts of West Texas far more valuable than if the land were just used for ranching or housing. Because of that extreme property wealth, Wink Loving paid the state $150 million in recapture last year. And that would have been the end of it if not for Golden Pennies. They let school districts add additional pennies to their tax rate that aren't subject to recapture. So 8 cents of Wink Loving ISD's tax rate is protected. The state can't take any of the tax revenue generated by those 8 cents. And they add up. The state legislature added Golden Pennies to the Texas school finance system in 2006, after property wealthy school districts sued. And from the beginning, critics sounded the alarm. A legislative analysis from when lawmakers were debating them included arguments for and against the idea. Opponents said Golden Pennies
would give a huge windfall of new money to property wealthy districts that already are funded at the highest levels.
But supporters disagreed.
It is unlikely that eliminating the recapture of local enrichment funds would generate extreme funding disparities.
Driving through West Texas today, the opponents' words seem almost prophetic.
All right, I'm on County Road 300 here in Loving County. I am actually finally passing some oil wells. mostly I've seen storage areas and like gas plants and oil plants. But there are a lot of leases in Loving County to drill as well.
Part of the reason Wink Loving's Golden Pennies go so far is because the district's boundaries include half of Winkler County, plus all of Loving County. Loving is the least populous county in the U.S., but it's full of oil fields and processing plants like this one, making it one of the state's top oil and gas-producing areas. All of that means Wink Loving ISD has very few students compared to the amount of property wealth inside its boundaries. In fact, Superintendent Scotty Carman says he could run his entire school district on just golden penny money. This year, they collected $18 million of it.
We could set our tax rate, our M&O tax rate, at 16 cents and be fine. But the state's not going to like that because they're not going to get their big chunk of recapture.
Several other Permian Basin districts have 2 to 4 times the average funding per student, thanks to golden pennies. But other districts in the region aren't as lucky.
Starting route to Kermit Elementary School.
Kermit ISD, just 15 minutes north of Wink, actually has less money than the average public school district in Texas. And like many districts in Texas and across the country with less funding, Kermit ISD serves mostly students of color and kids from low-income families. Superintendent Carman says if he led any other school district, he'd be upset by how much more money golden pennies flood into certain districts.
It's not fair, but we didn't make the rules. We're playing within the system. If you take any superintendent and you put them in my seat here, they're going to do the exact same thing.
Carman says the state's the one that created the inequity, and Texas lawmakers are the ones who could solve it. They just need to give more state dollars to public schools.
The state needs to put in more of their share. They're not paying enough right now, and it's all dependent on property taxes.
But in the meantime, Carman says he's putting a lot of money in the bank so that his district won't be reliant on the state if or when the oil and gas industry goes bust and property values fall. Golden Pennies is a production of Texas Public Radio. Dan Katz is our VP of News. This episode was researched and reported by me. It was edited by Rachel Osier-Lindley of the Texas Newsroom. Jacob Rosati did sound design. I'm Camille Phillips. There's more to the story. Head over to tpr.org/goldenpennies to read more and see photos and data visualizations.